For those who haven't witnessed the Rotary Rubber Duck Race, a quick explainer. Hundreds of people buy tickets for a chance at three cash prizes. A $10 ticket puts your name on one of the rubber duckies released into the outgoing tide at Hammer Slough in downtown Petersburg.
We're going to say 3, 2, 1, release the Kraken. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Most years, this event happens during the 4th of July weekend. But with limits on in-person meetings and other COVID restrictions, the club pushed this year's race to this month. Club president Aaron Hankins says that ended up being a good thing.
We get to meet and greet versus if you try and do it in the 4th of July, a lot of stuff going on. Everyone's kind of seeing, all the different booths and stuff to buy, and so many tickets are out there. This is a lot more Rotary-centric, and so I kind of get to mingle with people and tell them a bit about what we do and a little bit more about Rotary.
Proceeds from the race help support local community service projects as well as scholarship programs for high school students. This year, the club sold 742 tickets, a new record. John McDonald was in town visiting his brother, Wally. When Cindy Lagadakis found out he played the bagpipes, she asked him if he wanted to play during the race.
So I just offered my services, and I got a free hot dog and beer out of it.
That's a good deal.
I know, pay the piper.
The multicolored rubber ducks spent 10 minutes floating down Hammer Slough underneath the Louis Miller Bridge to the finish line.
Pink is coming back. Pink is coming back.
Hankins kayaked over to the winning ducks and read the numbers for his fellow Rotarian, Dave Berg, to announce. In first place,
6, 8, 1.
Chris Clark, winning $1,000. In second,
6, 5, 8.
658, number two.
Sarah Hansen Hofstetter, winning $300. And in third,
4, 9, 9.
$4.99 in
third place. Alan Malone, winning $200.
Thank you all for participating in the 2021.
First place winner Chris Clark said he and a friend had bought 20 ducks. When asked what he'll buy with his share of the money, he said,
probably boat stuff.
Clark wasn't the only winner on Saturday. Standing by Fisherman's Memorial, Hankins pointed to a pair of rubber ducks in the slough, painted as bride and groom. He got down on one knee and asked Keely Swanson to marry him.
Last week we were talking and I've been teasing him for a while, like, oh, I've been waiting. And he just says, like, I'm waiting to get my ducks in a row. And I knew the duck race was this weekend, but I didn't think anything of it. And so when he was on his knee and he said, well, my ducks are in a row, I was like, are you kidding?
The row in the slough included a pink duck for Swanson's daughter, Aria, and a blue duck for a baby boy on the way.
Okay, you can reel them in, Jared.
He reeled in her, so you can reel in those.
Volunteers collected the rest of the ducks using kayaks and dip nets. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.